AM 1450 KBMW.
Good morning. We are back in studio, mostly sunny, 13 is what we got going on right now. Well, it's a great talk around segment here. Each and every Thursday, we get to kick it off with our favorite historian, Janet Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Can I say favorite history teacher just so I can hear you chuckle? There we go.
Yeah, okay. It's like, okay.
Hey, we've been talking the past couple weeks about vending machines.
Yes, yes.
And that leads us to a real interesting topic today. I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this.
I think so. I think so. It would be like more like a reminiscing, you know, kind of thing. But when the families came here from the East Coast, you know, they brought with them their religion, their cultures, their groups, their societies. But they also brought with their families the games that they played.
Okay.
You know, I mean, so if you look back in newspapers, you're going to find, like, the game of marbles and hopscotch and jump rope. Those were the top three.
All right.
Here we have one from 1907. If the spring weather still continues, we shall soon see the youngsters playing marbles around the corners. Of course, we didn't have paved streets, so, you know, finding a circle for marbles was pretty easy. That was February 1907.
Wow. So they're talking spring in February.
Yes. How about February of 1908? A sure indication of spring coming is boys and marbles. Pedestrians have a pretty hard time getting past the Globe Gazette office, which would be on the corner here, these days, as there is a continuous game in progress on the sidewalk in front.
So again, the marbles rolling out in the street.
Yes, February. Then we skip to March 1910. Spring weather. They're believing that spring has come. The air is warm and the snow melting rapidly. And then, of course, we have small boys can be seen playing marbles and heard crying, "Quit your fudging." Did you ever play marbles?
I did. When I was very, very young, marbles, Jacks, and tiddlywinks.
Did you use the term fudging?
Never.
Oh, we always did.
Okay.
Because, like, when you were sneaking just a little bit closer. You
know? I've done that playing golf. I played with a lot of golfers that like to fudge, but they never like with marbles.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, it took a few years before I could find anything on jump rope. That was probably like 1915. It wasn't really, you know, in the paper very much. Hopscotch, same thing, you know. But they also had a lot of kitten ball games, you know, when their churches or their communities would gather on Sundays, their day of rest, and they'd have picnics. And then they'd play a big game of kitten ball. Of course, the kids, you know, they were on their own, so they got to play too. If you look at schools and playgrounds, you know, we grew up with games like several games of tag.
Yes.
You know? In our neighborhood, we had a lot of kids, so it was not hard to find a game of tag that we could put together. Or Red Rover.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Huge.
You know? Yeah. It's like, ooh, you come through and you break that hand, you know.
Every kid in the neighborhood showed up for that.
They did. Yeah. I mean, there was a strategy in where you placed the people, but if they broke it, then they had to go right in that spot. They couldn't go to the end.
Yep.
What else do we have? One of my favorites, Anti-I-Over. Don't know that one?
I've heard of it.
Oh, I don't know how we learned it, but because we had a lot of kids, I think somebody knew how to play it, or maybe our parents told us. Mm-hmm. But we would have a ball and throw it over a building.
Okay.
And if it came across the roof and you caught it, then you had to, or got to, go around the outside of the building.
That's right.
And tag somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you heard the word pig's tail, it didn't make it over.
You know. Good stuff. I do remember that.
Oh, that was our favorite game. We played it till it was like dark.
Right.
You know. But again, we had a lot of kids in the neighborhood. Didn't want to get pegged by some of those older boys, of
course. That's right.
We played a lot of 500. that's a game where you have one person with the ball, and they will either hit it with a bat or throw it, and everybody else is trying to get to the ball and earn points. So if you catch the ball in the air, it's 100 points. If it's one bounce, it's 75. Two bounces is 50. Anybody else play this game? Yeah,
no.
Tom's played it. Mm. And if it was rolling on the ground, you got 25. So if there was a big kid playing, of course, in the air, you never had a chance.
Sure.
You know, so you'd almost always go for that, the one that would bounce. So we have, you know, things like Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, schools would play that on their small playgrounds. Duck, Duck, Goose. And some people have a different name for it.
Duck, Duck, Goose.
Yeah, or they would call it Duck, Duck, Gray Duck, I think.
Okay.
Like that.
All right.
You know, where you, again, you're going around a circle, very similar to a Ring Around the Rosie. We played, on occasion, Drop the Hanky. You ever played that one?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Kathy's nodding like, yeah, I
played
Kathy's that one.
Yeah, Kathy's done it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have a circle of people sitting on the ground, maybe in a playground area, and someone's got a hanky, and then you walk around the outside circle, you drop it by somebody, and that person then has to get up and run around the circle and get back to that spot before you do. Yeah, if you don't, lose a spot. I'm sure there are lots of variations to that one. Just like
this is fascinating. I love this.
Yeah. What else did we have? We had different kinds of tag that I talked about, mm-hmm. you know, and the tag games were maybe a whole entire area. So it could be that you were running from A to B, and if you got tagged, then you became part of the middle people. Do you ever remember London Bridge?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, people were just throwing you back and forth, trying to get out of that. And then when there was keep away, where you, three people, so a small group, you know, you throw the ball or whatever you might have so that the person in the middle wouldn't get it. You know?
Sure.
How about flashlight hide and seek?
I did the hide and seek thing with every kid in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But what was the flashlight?
Flashlight would be after dark,
mm-hmm.
and you would have hide and seek with a flashlight.
Okay.
So if you were the it person, you were shining your flashlight trying to find the people who were out hiding
from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So next week we're going to talk about some of the indoor things that schools and kids did in the early days. Hopefully this will, you know, spark some memories of people who.
Great reminiscence.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this whole segment. Is
people I think
can
it's
think
fun.
Back on
I
it
think
and go,
fun.
Do remember that.
Yes.
And do people give you suggestions, like when you walk out of here and you're out in the street and stuff, and people come up and say, hey, Janet, I remember this or I remember that?
They don't give me suggestions of topics, but mm-hmm. they'll say, like with the vending one,
sure.
One lady said, hey, do you remember Bazooka Joe bubblegum?
Yes.
And you peeled it open and you had a comic in there?
You had a comic inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get a lot of that kind of stuff. So
I bet you do.
They share little stories about things. There's one with a vending machine where they had a vending machine at a golf course. And they had the names of the things that were on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were two of them that didn't have a name. So these kids put their dollar in, and they hit one with they didn't have a name on it. They got a bud.
Wow.
Yeah. So you just never know what people are going
to
tell you.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Janet, always a pleasure to have you.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for stopping in, and we will definitely talk next week.
Okay.
Well, a little Wapton history with Janet Gageland. It's 8:18. We're going to switch gears, talk morning zoo, all things Jankabazoo, with Tom and Kathy and a special guest. Okay? That's all coming up here.
For most of us, taking care of others comes naturally. Taking care of ourselves, on the other hand, sometimes we need a little help. Women's Way can help make your health a priority by providing free breast and cervical cancer screenings to eligible women. Don't let anything stand in the way of caring for those you love. Let Women's Way help. Find out if you're eligible for a free screening today. Visit health.nd.gov/womensway.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because